The person we're about to talk to for Team PXY True Confessions is struggling with quite the moral and financial dilemma right now.
Yeah, I don't envy him, that's for sure.
The voice changer's fired up, your identity is protected. What's going on, man? What's the secret you need to get out there?
Okay, I feel really torn right now. I'm living with my girlfriend, but I honestly don't see things working out between us.
Oh, yikes. You hate to see that.
I mean, that definitely sucks. Most of us have been there. But if that's how you feel, why don't you just be honest with her and end it?
Well, it's a little more complicated than that. We live together, and our lease isn't up until the beginning of December.
All right, well, one of you is going to have to write out the lease, and the other one's going to have to crash on someone's couch. I know it's not ideal, but that's kind of what you're going to have to do.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Neither of us are in a financial position to afford the place on our own, and I can't really think of anyone who would, you know, have the space to let us crash for an extended period of time.
Seriously, no one? No family? No close friends?
Well, yeah, both of our families live in different cities, so the way I see it, even if we broke up, we'd still need to live together for a while, and I really would like to try to avoid that.
I mean, that does sound incredibly awkward, but your plan is to just, like, pretend like you don't want to break up
yeah.
until you can figure out another living situation? I guess I'm not really following here.
When you say it like that, it kind of makes me sound like a monster.
Well,
look, I'm empathetic to your position that you're in because, you know, you're right. Living with someone you just broke up with sounds like a sentence that should be given out for committing a crime, but also, it's pretty selfish.
I told you guys I was feeling torn here.
Okay, and you don't think that your girlfriend is picking up how you're feeling right now, you know, about the potential breakup?
Yeah, so that's the other part.
Wait, there's another part? There's more? Oh, no.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure she thinks everything is just fine because she's already started her Christmas shopping and she's been asking me what I want.
Oh, no. She's one of those. We talked about those people already yesterday.
We sure did, Corey.
Yeah, so that's the other thing. It's just like, if I just ride this out for a bit, there's a good chance she buys me a bunch of other, you know, like Christmas stuff.
Yeah, that sounds like the real reason you're riding this out, buddy. Kidding. Kind of. Not really at all, actually.
You know, you'd think at least she'd be able to return that stuff. So I don't know how big of a factor that should play in this.
Maybe. I don't know. It's just another thing really weighing on my conscience because, like I said before, it's not like we've got a bunch of extra money right now.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, personally, I wouldn't be able to hide that. So I think you should just tell her and just deal with the consequences. Although I do need to admit that I have never had to live with an ex before.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in the same boat with Corey, but maybe some of our listeners can help us out here.
Oh, yeah?
If you've ever been stuck in a living situation with an ex, is that any reason for this guy to keep pretending like everything's cool?
Yeah, Clip PXY Safe text lines open at 69822. Give us a call at 222-9800. And I don't know, maybe we'll get a little perspective for you here.
Well, I could definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, we're also probably going to get a bunch of calls of people calling this guy a scumbag, though.
Damn.
So just a heads up.
Probably
on that.
Fair.
Sorry.
You know, I can't say I blame them.
All right, let's try to get some help for this guy. Even though he may or may not deserve it. 222-9800. Victoria from Lima, you have some advice for the guy that just called for Team PXY True Confessions. Again, if you missed it, he is currently living with his girlfriend. He says he's not really feeling it anymore and doesn't see the relationship going anywhere. But he has found himself in a bit of a predicament because he doesn't think they're going to be able to find another living situation quickly. So even if they break up, they're still going to have to live together at least for a while. And that is making him think maybe he should just kind of
ride it out,
yeah,
if you will.
Basically.
It's really awkward for everyone involved now.
What do you think about that?
So I actually lived with my ex for about 6 months after we broke up.
Okay.
Victoria.
All right. So you can give us some perspective here on that experience. Now, were you in a similar situation or was it a mutual thing? Basically, you guys just, you realized you weren't right for each other, but you were stuck living together.
It was more of a mutual thing. So
okay.
We both just decided that it needed to end, but we both couldn't break up separate until our lease was up. But he stuck around until I was able to find a roommate so that I could afford the place by myself.
Well, that's nice of him, I guess.
What was that experience like? On a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the worst thing you've ever experienced in your life, 1 being, it was fine.
Doable.
It was super awkward at first,
yeah.
But then you kind of just get used to it and you just work with it, I guess.
All right, Victoria, I got to ask the elephant in the room.
Here we go. I know exactly where you're going.
Is he like bringing other chicks home or?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I did have a dream once that he did and I got really mad, but.
Oh no.
And you said. Never brought anyone home.
And you said this was for 6 months?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. But was it a one-bedroom apartment?
No, it's a four-bedroom townhouse.
Right. Oh, okay, well, that's good at least.
You guys had some room. So did it basically just try to kind of keep your distance from each other as best you could?
Yeah.
All right, so with that perspective in mind, definitely awkward, but it doesn't seem like it was terrible for you. If you could go back and you could kind of avoid that by just kind of riding the relationship out like this guy is considering, would you do it differently? Would you just ride it out?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it made it a lot easier, breaking up beforehand and then him moving out rather than breaking up and moving out all within a short period of time.
It's kind of like ripping the Band-Aid off, right? Like it's going to be painful in the beginning, but better off in the long run.
But not really though, because there's still residue on your skin.
Yes. Hate when there's residue on your skin.
A little.
Victoria, thank you for calling in this morning.
You're welcome.
Bye. So text coming through on the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822. This one, listen, I called off my wedding and owned a house with the other person. We were mature enough to split the mortgage until I sold because neither could afford it alone. Then move on. Adulting 101.
Adulting 101. Wow. Just taking some lessons here.
Seeing a lot of similar comments on our Facebook page as well. You can always search out 98PXY, hit like, and you can comment there. This person... Definitely be honest. You're only hurting yourself at this point, as well as the girlfriend. There's always a way out.
This person says, I know so many people who are best friends with their ex. I don't know if that's really going to be the case, especially this fresh off a breakup. I don't want my ex turning into my roommate, then turning into my best friend.
No,
not for me.
Look, it does seem like a terrible situation. But again, the kind of overall gist we're getting here, at least from the text and from the comments so far, you got to go through with it. You
honesty
just got to suck it up.
Honesty is the best policy.
Hector chiming in. If it's a healthier decision, just end it. Prolonging the situation does no good for any party. And if you have no intention on causing any harm, the tough decisions usually are the best for you. Definitely don't wait. A living situation will come. Just do it.
Gabrielle, summon things up for us right here on the Facebook page. Be an adult and have an adult conversation. See, that's all we really have to do, Corey.
Hopefully he's still listening. And then maybe this will give him the courage to just do what's got to be done. Like, it sucks, but that's life, right?
Pull the trigger.
Although you know he is listening right now, cursing at his radio, because he was praying people are going to be like, it's the worst experience ever. Do what you got to do. Save yourself.
Yeah, Corey, I forewarned him, though, that there was going to be a lot of people coming out of the gate telling this guy off. So, sorry. Not sorry.